How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking a look back at the last game, one of the things Lindy said after the game, he said, in all four goals they scored, you guys had the puck on your sticks before they got the puck. It was a turnover, and they wound up taking advantage of it. What kind of things now can you do as a team to correct that and play better in that area?
Well, I think those are obviously errors on our side of the puck. I mean, we kind of handed them goals, I feel like, in a sense. That's probably where he's getting that from. And I think our team's gotten better at making smarter decisions with the puck, but when we don't, it often leads to a lot of chances, rushes, and turnovers. So I think if we can manage it for 60 minutes and make smart decisions at both blue lines, we'll have a good night.
I don't know if you guys had a lot of puck luck at times. I remember some plays offensively, like there's a guy open in the slot and the puck goes under a stick.
Yeah.
It was like, which normally doesn't happen. Usually mm-hmm. gets it and shoots it. And I noticed a lot of that. It just seemed like a lot of bad luck in the offensive zone when you had good plays set up. Did you notice that?
Yeah, and that happens from time to time, for sure. You get those games where, the hockey gods just might not be on your side. But I think good teams find ways to win those games. I think as a young team, we kind of have to learn that a little bit. You can't always win 6-2, 6-1. Sometimes it's going to be a low-scoring 2-1 game. And I think we just got to be more disciplined. And when bounces and things aren't going your way, you got to keep it simple, I think, and go back to what your foundation is. And that's how you kind of win those games and get that luck on your side.
Maybe just be patient at times, too, and let them make the mistakes?
For sure. I think that's kind of the game of hockey. You look at a lot of the playoff games, I feel like they're pretty low scoring because that's exactly what happens. They wait for their team to make mistakes. A lot of teams don't push, but they capitalize on the other team's errors.
And they've had a good power play against you guys this year. I assume Lindy's going to say staying out of the penalty box is going to be key for the team.
Yeah. I think I touched on this the other day. They have a lot of weapons on that roster, and I feel like we just feed them offense when we put them on the power play. So that's for sure a big thing tonight, is stay out of the box as much as we can and don't even let them get set up.
You and I talked about this at the end of the first period the other night. You had a great scoring chance, and you kept that up throughout the game. And you wound up getting a nice assist to Alex Tuck because you kept going into the zone. And Lindy talked about it after the game, thought you had a good game and liked what he saw with the offense. Is that something now you're going to try maybe to do more of, is get yourself into the offensive zone a little more active that way?
Yeah, I think my whole life I've kind of had a little offense in my game, but I'd like to, clean things up a little bit, and I can for sure be better in that aspect, for sure. I feel like I focused a lot on my defensive game over the past few years, which I think has gotten a little bit better, but that's definitely a touch I have in my game, and I love when I'm able to join and create chances, and I feel like that's when I'm playing at my best.
I was going to kind of ask you that before you became a professional. You were a pretty good offensive player before?
Yeah, I would say in college I put up a decent amount of points and everything, so it's been there, but it's obviously a lot harder at the pro level, and I've found that for sure.
And you have the speed, too. You feel even if you do get in the zone and something goes wrong, you have the speed to get back, don't you?
For sure, and that's what our game plan is. If one guy makes a mistake, everyone else will cover their butts, and obviously I would do the same for any of my teammates. So I think you can't have that in the back of the head that you should be playing fully aggressively on offense, and if something does happen, and that's what we practice for, and that's what we clean those mistakes up, and we'll cover each other.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.